Thank you for giving us a call at customer support. This is Sarah. Can I start by grabbing your zip code, please?
Sarah?
I'm sorry?
Yes, your name?
Yes, my name is Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. My zip code is 34983.
Okay, thank you for that. And verify your first and last name for me.
Is Mark Sonnen.
Okay, Mr. Mark, thank you for that. All right, Mr. Mark, I found an order in your name. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
4537 Northwest Glassburg Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida. So you found an order. I have some vague memory about it. I thought it was canceled. I never received anything. So I hope I'm speaking to the right person that could place a credit on the account for the amount of the order and the $7.95 that was charged on 11/26, I think it was.
All right.
There's two
charges.
Yeah,
so I have an account pulled up here, and I can verify everything for you, sir. So it looks like originally there was a chance to win for the crew set for $7.95. Do you remember doing that, sir, back on November 26th?
No, not really. I remember something about something winning or something, and I might have participated in that, but I am going to ask you to credit that back.
Okay, so of course, sir, whenever there was a chance to win for the cruise set, the only way we can credit that back, sir, is, of course, if it was a fraudulent order. Whenever you entered in to win for the cruise set, it enrolled you into our discount membership store, which would provide you with a $125 voucher so that you're able to redeem off of our discount gadget store monthly. We can cancel it, sir, and provide you with a 35% courtesy refund off of the charge.
No, not a 35. I don't remember anything about that. I didn't want to.
So if you don't remember doing it, sir, then I can most definitely send you over to the fraud department instead. If you're stating you did not do it for the $7.95, I'll send you over to our fraud department. Would you like to do that?
I just want you to credit back.
Okay, the only way we can do that, sir, is if it was fraudulent, which is if you didn't enroll for the membership fee. The only thing I can do about the charge.
I did not enroll for the membership fee, correct.
That's why I'm asking if you entered in for the cruise set, because whoever did with your card information for $7.95 agreed upon the terms that let them know that they're going to be billed $67.32 for the discount membership fee. The best as I can do on that is provide you with a 50% refund on that.
No, that's not acceptable.
Okay. Well, sir, that's the best as we can do here on our end. I apologize about that. The only thing we can do for you is, of course, provide you with that refund, that 50%.
No, that's not acceptable.
Okay, sir, well, that's all that we would be able to do today. Would you like to write down your cancellation confirmation number?
No, can you send it to me in an email?
Yes, sir. You'll get one in email as well. Let's make sure we have email on file.
So what's happening then? Are we...
If you don't accept the 50%, sir, I can't apply a refund at all.
So
I have to have you agree upon the 50%. That's the only way. Of course, I can apply it for you, but other than that, we can't move up on the refund.
So wait a minute. You're going to apply a 50% refund on the 67?
Correct. And you can still use the voucher.
I've never received the voucher. I don't know what you're talking about. And
if you're not aware of what you signed up for, that's another thing. But if you never entered in to win for the cruise set, then of course I understand why you're frustrated.
Are you saying it's a cruise set.
Basically, it's like some cookware that you can use, in the kitchen.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. You put through the 50% credit.
Takes 3 to 5 business days to get that back onto your card. You will
you
receive
it. You are just stealing from people. You know that.
No, sir, we're not stealing from you. Of course, we do have to get our customers to agree upon the terms before you can even enter into WIND for this. Your refund confirmation number will be sent through email. Would you like to write it down, sir?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your night.
Thank you.